people have gotten somewhat used to the notion that there are machines that aim radiation at you. You lie under them, hold very still, and but that's not the only way you deliver radiation in the pelvis. What are the various ways you do it?
I always say radiation comes in two forms. There's what we call external radiation, and then another form called internal radiation. External is what you refer to, the machine that you think about when you think about getting an x-ray, or, you know, it's a machine that is outside of the body and it rotates around the patient and delivers radiation wherever we've decided to target. And that targeting is really important. That comes from the type of imaging that we use, because we're not like surgeons. We don't open and look at the anatomy. We actually visualize anatomy on a radiologic test. So usually we do CT. Now, Hopkins is unique in having pioneered MR simulation and has had an MR scanner in the Department of Radiation Oncology for the past decade. That has allowed precise targeting in a way that has not been feasible in a lot of other centers, specifically for pancreas cancer, things like that. We use it in GYN, in gynecology, for cervical cancer, because the tumor, the target, is actually quite separate from a very mobile uterus that's very flexible, and from, you know, say, the adjacent normal bladder, the normal rectum. So we use these advanced...
And these are organs you don't want to go anywhere near if you can, right?
Exactly.
Because you can cause irritation and symptoms and whatnot.
Exactly. Yeah. So we use the imaging to allow us to plan the external portion of treatment and direct the beams of radiation through a treatment plan that covers the tumor fully and spares as much of the normal tissue as possible. And we give in a cervical cancer patient, for example, about half of the dose that's required to get rid of the cancer via external. And then we give the other half of the dose via what's called internal radiation. It has a complex name called brachytherapy. It means small or short treatment. It comes from the Greek word brachos. So we do short treatment in a short distance in a short amount of time. So women are either admitted to the hospital for about 5 days or brought in for 5 outpatient treatments, where we place a hollow tube inside of the cervix and a small ring that sits on the cervix, or a series of needles that go, they're hollow catheters that go directly into the tumor, and then we blast the tumor from the inside out.
But the radiation doesn't go very far, so it doesn't get the rectum and the bladder.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Now, in that precision, you know, we are able to really specifically target the tumor.